So then you asked yourselves, isn't there something more to life?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, well, let me clue you in on something. There isn't.
She said looks aren't that important to her?
Dear Hazy B.
By God, I got a couple of words for you. You better get your act together.
All right, are you guys ready for this? It is new. What?
Yeah, no, we're ready. Let's go. What do we got?
Love it.
All right, I'm looking for the grappler. And I've got his feed. He's got me the information, and we've got one here.
Okay.
Dear Hazy B, only Hazy, maybe you can answer this one. I'm going to see the Leafs in Vegas in October. Should I wear my Matt Stajan jersey? Or do I buy a new one for the trip? What's the move?
Wow, what a question that is. I guess it depends on what your plan is in Vegas. Are you, you know, who are you going with? What kind of action are you looking for before the game, after the game, etc.? Because we all love Stage. But I don't think Stage is creating a big buzz in Vegas.
Yeah. Dude, you watch yourself. That's a slam dunk layup answer. You go with the Stage in jersey, and you have a Ryan Coke, and you have a good time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen,
if you're going back to the casino to play nickel slots, you're not going to the bar in a Matt Stage in jersey.
That's the thing about Jersey guy in Vegas. You know, like now the game ends early, right? For Vegas, you're back at the hotel by 10 o'clock. You can change. You can go out. Like.
Right.
But Jersey guy, Vegas, I don't know if it's that conducive. I wouldn't
maybe
buy a new
right.
one, though.
Maybe you're right. And maybe Vegas is no Jersey guy if you want to do like the club type thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
If you're going out after, which you probably should be if you're in Vegas, I think you leave the jersey at home. That's your answer.
Let me paint a picture. You go to a Hakkasan or a Tao, and you're standing in line.
Greece.
And there's like people just, you know, button downs, people like ready to rock. And you're standing there in a Matt Stajan jersey.
No.
And like they're,
I think
they
it's
won't
a King Daddy topper move. Noodles, I think you are well-equipped for this one because
All
you
right.
know about guys' trips, girls' trip. Dear Hazy B, we had a boys' weekend out in Eastern Ontario, but our one pal decided to accompany his wife to the simultaneous girls' weekend in Muskoka. Should we take the hint he'd rather gossip and champagne than fish and beer? Do we still invite him on boys' trips in the future?
Well, first and foremost, the girls must hate his guts. Is he the only guy that went on the girls' trip?
Yeah, we need more info there. Right?
What happened is there was a guys' trip, and he decided to, like, the girls' trip was on the same type of weekend, and they were all together, weren't they?
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he's going on a couple's trip instead of a guy's trip, but I get that. Sometimes you choose one or the other. I don't know if you get the invite. Like, if you choose...
That's an X off the list for me.
I think you do. I think you do as long as if it's a couple's weekend. That's why you need more information. If this guy's just choosing to go a different direction where it's an annual event, the boys are getting together, and he's like, you know what, I'm out. It's another thing if it's, hey... That's the same weekend as a couple's thing. I'm committed, you know, on the home front. There's nothing I can do about it. Then that's a reasonable explanation. But if he's just saying, I really have no interest in coming out with the boys, I'm going this way, then yeah, he's X-ing himself. Guess what? He's not looking to be invited in the
future. No, guys, I have
the details. He's out of the rotation.
I must not have read it wrong. He had the weekend planned with the boys, but he decided to accompany his wife on a girls' trip.
Instead.
But that's...
Yeah,
he's out for good. He's
yeah,
out.
It doesn't make any sense. You're out.
Okay, Hazy
fine.
B.
Don't overthink it. He's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Hazy B, all you right here. I was on the VIA train, and the meal cart came by, and I let the woman next to me order hers first, and she gets the last chicken meal. I'm left with the salad. She then proceeds to feed the chicken to her dog. That is in a case under her legs. Should I say something?
Yes, absolutely.
What are you going to say, Hazy?
What you have to say is this. You ask a question. You have to be respectful. Excuse me, ma'am. Did you hear the staff member tell you it was the last chicken and that I got screwed. You know, like you got to, right. You need to get to the bottom of that if she understood.
But you know she's going to come back at you with, well, what about my dog? She's
well, that's it. And listen, that's the dog. We've talked about this. Dog people, I have mentioned this on the air before. My wonderful mother-in-law has a dog. She comes by the house quite often with a dog. My sister-in-law has a dog. My sister has a dog. And this is the definition of the difference between dog people and non-dog people. Again, I'm not anti-dog. I love dogs. I just don't own a dog, and I don't have the same connection to dogs.
Right.
They will come to the house and take a bowl out of the drawer, fill it with water, and use it as the dog's bowl.
Your cereal bowl.
Exactly.
Something like that.
And I'll sit there and be like, that's a bowl I eat out of. I don't want the dog, but doesn't
Dude,
even
me
register.
Me and my wife, hang on a
dog
sec.
People,
me and
it's
my
like,
wife
you do that with your cats. I'm sure.
Yeah, we have small plates, and if they're not eating their regular dinner, we'll just put a little bit of the wet food on a small dinner plate, and it goes in the dishwasher.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Noodles, you can reason with me. Like, non-dog people, cat people, are like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Like, why, you know.
The only thing I can defend this lady on the plane is she loves her dog more than she cares about the person next to her.
Understandably
regardless.
So, too.
Like, yeah.
And it's not her fault. There's no chicken. Right. Blame Via Rail. Grow up, Fia. Come
on. Sorry, it wasn't Noodles. On the plane. It was on the train.
It was on the train.
But still, I just, like, that's the thing. You see animals in sweaters and getting fed, like, human food all the time. Like, I can't relate with that because I just, like, I never grew up with that. I grew up with cats, and they were mangy, and there was hair everywhere.
Wasn't your thing?
Nothing.
It wasn't my thing.
It's not your thing. Noodles, okay. I know you're not a golfer, but I think you might be able to just
kind of
relate.
I want this one. Give it to me.
You're not a golfer, but I think you might be able to relate to this type of a guy. Dear Hazy B, my girlfriend's dad got tossed from his course for intentionally scorching a Stinger 3 wood into a crowd over disputed results from a meat tray raffle. Hang on a sec. Now he wants into my course, but he's a maniac, and I can definitely see a physical altercation in our future.
Ooh.
Thoughts?
That's tough. So he's been tossed from another
course.
Guys,
I got to go back. I got to rewind it. What is a meat tray raffle?
I'd love to know, honestly. Like, are we
Someone
talking cured meats, a charcuterie board?
Charcuterie, yeah.
JP like, Barry, do you know what a meat tray raffle is?
Charcuterie.
It's got to be a charcuterie board, like something along. But. And like, how dangerous it is to hit a Stinger 3-wood into a crowd? Like, do you know how angry you have to be to do that?
Dude, I will bet you $75,000 that guy has a mustache. 110%.
I'm not taking that bet.
It's, no.
Yeah. The odds are too steep. You have to accept that guy's got a mustache.
Yes.
You cannot vouch for
Graham Mink, you better DM me, and I want to know if your father-in-law has a mustache, because I guarantee you he loves to get pile-drived and hit Stinger 3 whiz into people.
There's no way you can let him in your club, because it's going to reflect poorly on you, and you're right. It's going to end the relationship, because you guys are going to be in each other's grill at some point over a disagreement, because this is how he handles disagreements, is he just wires... You know, the ball into a crowd. Like, that's not good.
No.
You got to find a way for him not to be, to play with you or join your club. There's no way you can do it.
You can't have it, because then he's going to want to play with you, meet your buddies. He's going to get into altercations. Like,
if he's just one of those guys? We were talking about somebody yesterday that just likes to have a good time, and he's just a good guy. You got to do it, man.
Listen,
I see you get him involved. You just give him a warning. Say no goofy stuff.
If he is blowing off steam over a charcuterie board to the point where he's hitting Pro-V's into a crowd.
No, it's a meat tray raffle.
Meat
tray raffle.
That does not sound appealing at all.
I don't
And yet
either.
He desperately wants that thing to the point
anyway,
where he sends
moving
that kind
on.
Of message.
Dear Hazy B, I'm a Canadian living in Chicago dating a girl from St. Louis. I'm a massive soccer fan. American Thanksgiving is the first weekend of the World Cup, and Canada has its two biggest games over Thanksgiving weekend. Girlfriend isn't happy. I want to bail on Thanksgiving. How do I play this?
I don't know, man. I think you're barking up the wrong tree. Honestly, I don't think there's a playbook to get out of this. I think you gotta be thinking long term. Honestly, this is where you count your chips. What are you thinking? Is it girlfriend, soon to be fiance, soon to be wife? Or is it, you know, maybe a turkey dump? Because that's basically what you're talking about here. It's effectively a turkey dump, or you're sticking around and you're watching football, American football, and you're in St. Louis or Chicago or whatever. There's no getting out of it. But hopefully,
I've done it before.
I know the move. You know,
What do you mean? You faked an injury?
It wasn't a fake. It was, I had a reaction to something, and it got, you know, it was, anyway, it's a long story to get me in a lot of trouble if I start talking about it. But listen, there should be some sensible, you know, heads at the party where you can have the best of both worlds. You can do the family thing, you can watch American football, but also get the soccer match on too. You know, why? That's the beauty of phones now. You got to sit on the couch like a mute and watch it over your phone. So be it. It sucks, but you got to bite the bullet. If she's the one for you, you got to bite the bullet. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's the truth.
That's true.
Thanksgiving down there, it's the biggest thing going. Number one, you can't mess that.
How long you've been together? Did we bring that into the equation? If this is like first Thanksgiving, you got to chew on it and watch football and eat potatoes and act like you're into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. If you've been dating since, you know, July, and this is a big event, you're coming together with the family and stuff, you better shut up and just do whatever you're told.
Exactly. Just eat it. Yeah.
Yep.
Last one.
Yep, one more.
Dear Hazy B, my fiance was having her bachelorette party and invited three of my friends' girls. The weekend of the bachelorette, those three friends plus one other guy and I get together. When the fourth guy finds out his girl wasn't invited, he loses it. What's the play here?
I don't see why he would lose it. Why is it his issue? He wasn't the one that was left outside.
You know how guys can be. Yeah. They get defensive. They're like, why didn't you invite, you know?
But it's not his call. It's his fiance's bachelorette. It's her call. Yeah. You know, I don't know. You got to be able to talk a guy like that off the cliff. To say it's not like we excluded you. You know, I mean, maybe they're not that close. And it's not like she's not going to be invited to the wedding, you know.
These get dicey, though, man. People take it personal, and you know with the Insta, they want to be involved in the social media.
But I think his play here, guys, is that he wants her to be invited because he's got something else on the go, plans to go out with the guys or go. Like, he's like, hey, like, everyone's free. And they're going to go out and do something because, you know, the girls are going to the bachelorette. So I'm going to go and have drinks or watch a game or whatever.
Right.
My girl didn't get invited. I can't go out now. That's probably.
That stuff ends friendship. That stuff ends friendships. Like never talking to you again type stuff.
I don't understand that. Like, why would it ruin a relationship between, you know, two guys?
Well, Hazy, let me ask you this. If me and Noodles and you were all kind of neighbors, like your buddy that drinks across the street, and we hung out all the time, and then all of a sudden there was a party, and like you didn't invite me or my wife, like I'd be like, what? That's what people are like. It's like weird stuff like this happens all the time. I'm telling you.
I understand. Yeah. Listen, he's hearing it. He's getting chewed out. So now he is. I think Noodles is onto something. He's taking it out on the boys because it's like, why are you jamming me up?
Right.
You know, exactly. Like, why
he actually
make sure
doesn't care,
included?
But he's being jammed up.
That's right. He's being like jammed up, and he's taking it out on his friends. And really, there's nothing more you can say. Hey, it's gone, man. They've gone to Vegas. Are you riding with us or not? Because, you know, don't ruin our weekend. We're sleeping in tomorrow. We're gambling. We're playing 36.
Exactly. You know? And he can't do that because his girl's sitting there we're watching a movie tonight. We're going to hang because she doesn't have anything to do either, maybe, because her friends are gone.
Right.
That's tough. Yeah.
That is
lady
tough.
On the train. The lady on the train taking the last chicken and giving it to the dog was a greasy move.
Yeah,
I thought so too, but I didn't want to say it because there's a lot of animal lovers out there that would think that dog deserves the chicken just as much as the guy. So I didn't want to like.
You could work for PETA. I don't care. It's a greasy move.
I mean, the dog isn't offered a meal. The Via train employee didn't ask Scooter if he wants chicken or salad.
And the guy gets stuck with a salad.
Yeah, that's a jam job. And being cordial, right? Saying, hey, you go ahead first, even though. Rightfully, it was up to him to make the call. Yeah, that sucks. You got to get to the bottom of that.